Alanis is one of those small budget films that you know will never pack out the cinema screens, but really deserves to be seen as widely as possible, and I'm delighted it's on the Viva UK tour. The action all takes place over just a few days, and all in the alluring city of Buenos Aires. But instead of seeing the grand boulevards, elegant buildings, and exquisite tango that we might expect, we're transported to cheap apartments, a bargain basement clothes shop, the red light district at night, and a policed precinct. It's undoubtedly set in the seedier side of town, but this is no misery-porn drama. The lead character, Alanis, is a complex, three-dimensional protagonist who fights hard against the stereotypes of victim and pitiable woman that so often characterise portrayals of prostitutes in literature and on screen. The superb central performance from Sofia Gala really makes the film. With her obviously tender and loving relationship with her real-life infant son, Dante, shining through even in her worst moments of adversity. When director Anahí Bernieri was in Manchester for a post-screening Q&A, she explained just how passionately committed actor Sofia Gala is to the cause of legalising safe working conditions for sex workers in Argentina. Deliberately separating the issues of human trafficking and forced labour from those who choose to work in the sex industry, the ultimate message of this slice-of-life drama is clear. In managing the so-called oldest profession, which shows no signs of disappearing, the law should try to protect rather than persecute. This is a film with a refreshing lack of judgment around prostitution, and some might consider it controversial as a result, but it is very much worth a watch, both for its expert cinematographic style and naturalistic performances, as well as its strong message.